In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Gospel speaks to us about the virtue of justice. Most commentators speak today about the particular judgment when we will face God, when we have to render account for our lives. But today we would like to speak to you about a particular subject which is very rarely preached from the pulpit and also in the confessionals. We read today in the first gospel, in the Gospel of Luke, that there was a certain rich man who had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. All goods are a gift from God, but we are the stewards of these gifts. Also, it mentions in the epistle today, we must not live by the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. This is the long life struggle, the spiritual pilgrimage we are all living now on this earth. For those in heaven, their spirit has overcome their passions as they have become like angels, whereas those, unfortunately, who have fell into hell, their passions have been dominant over their spiritual life and they have become like beasts. What can we learn then about the gospel today? Here is the answer. We can try and exercise the virtue of justice to our neighbor, especially with regard to stealing or wasting his goods and time. Render to Caesar, therefore, the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. To render to God what belongs to God and to your neighbor what is due to him, nothing can be more reasonable or more just. If all Christians would follow the path, this path, there would be none of them falling into hell, but they would all meet together in the bliss of heaven. Many pass their lives in cheating some and stealing from others. Yes, brothers and sisters, nothing occurs more seldom than restitution. This is where we must pay back what is due to others that we have taken by illicit means. The prophet Hosea is right when he says that the unrighteousness covers the earth like the deluge that destroyed the world. Unfortunately, many persons are guilty and do not follow this law. How many, O Lord, of thieves will be revealed by their death? Wealth unjustly acquired will never enrich him who possesses it. On the contrary, it will become a source of trouble and evil for all his family. O dear God, how blind man is! He is perfectly well aware that he is only in the world for a brief space of time. At every moment he sees people younger and stronger than himself passing out of the world. It is all to no purpose. It does not help him to open his eyes. The Holy Ghost has told him plainly, through the mouth of the holy man Job, that he came into this world deprived of everything, and he will leave it in the same way, that all the possessions he has cultivated will be taken from him at the moment he least expects it. St. Paul affirms plainly that it will not be long before anyone who becomes rich through unjust means goes well astray on the road to sin. And what is more, he will never see the face of God. This is true, so true that without a miracle of grace, a miser, or if you prefer, a man who has acquired some wealth by fraud or by cunning, will hardly ever be converted. So greatly does this sin blind anyone who commits it. Listen to what the great Saint Augustine says. To those who have money which belongs to others, you can, he tells them, go to confession, You can perform all the penance you like, you can weep for your sins, but unless you make restitution whenever you can, God will never pardon you. Either give back what is not yours, or you will have to make up your mind to go to hell. These are the words of the great Saint John Vianney. The prophet Zacharias tells us that the curse of the Lord will remain on the house of the thief until he is destroyed. Wealth acquired by fraud or by cunning will be not only of no profit, but it will cause whatever you acquire legitimately to wither away and your days to be shortened. Understand this clearly. If you know how to give, you must also know how to pay back. We might ask this question to ourselves: how and to whom must we make restitution? Very well, listen to know how to go about this. You must not be satisfied with paying back half or three quarters, but all, if you possibly can. There are some people who, without going into the question of the number of people whom they have wronged, will give some alms or have some masses said. And once this is done, they think they are quite safe. It is true, alms and masses are all very well, but they must not be given with your money, but they must be given with your money and not with your neighbor's. That money was not yours. Give it back to its rightful owner, and then you can give all the alms and masses you want, and you will be doing very well. What about the mentality of those who work nowadays? Here we can mention the theft not only of material goods, but out of greed of stealing time. This was my own personal experience, stealing from my employers. How many times? I cannot recall the amount of times I would go to work and do nothing but chat, complain, criticize, and waste time. Not my time, but the time I was being paid to work. How many times I would even have the audacity to work overtime and be paid time and a half or even double time and do nothing but think delightfully of my bank balance. How many times I would happily volunteer to work on a bank holiday and even receive triple time and time off in lieu and sit lazily doing nothing but wasting time. And how many times is the custom today, and the greatest cause of lost days in this country, which is what I used to do, I used to trot along to my local GP and ask for a long sick note to cover my sickness, and I would receive a sick note on the account of stress. And basically, how we realize now that we must confess the waste of time and make restitution as well as what we have stolen. We will be called to account for each moment of our life. How will we then respond to the Almighty? God will reward according to Saint Augustine, as he praised the steward today who was deceitful. How much more will God love us if we make this gift of restitution, especially in the confessional? This is the art which is being lost in the confessional. If you have stolen, you have to make amends. For example, there was a story once of a man who used to steal for his living. He would steal £80,000 each year. Now the priest in the confessional has to tell him he has to make restitution and pay all that money back. Another example, if you have stolen £100 from your employers, you should try to give the £100 first of all back to the employers, but if it is very difficult, you should offer this money in charity or do what the priest tells you in the confessional. Let us make a resolution there to go to confession if we have stolen. Confess our sins with a contrite heart and ask the priest how to make this restitution. Let us not be children of the world, but be like the Blessed Virgin Mary, as children of light, thus beholding the divine love of God. Amen. May the names of Jesus and Mary be praised now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.